Hello and welcome to Podcast Insider for May 19th, 2022, episode 295. I'm Mike Dell, and I'll be the host today. There is no co-host today, since Todd and Mackenzie are traveling home from the ATD conference in Orlando. Figured I'd go solo this week. But we're going to still have the same stuff, maybe not the same amount of stuff, but I'll have some podcasting news. I have a best practice. I have some blueberry news. I have the blueberry pro tip, and I've got the question of the week. So let's get on with the news. Apple Delegated Delivery is announced. And what that is a program where Apple has partnered with some third-party hosting providers, Blueberry being one of them. And basically, you will be able to publish premium episodes if you have a premium show on Apple right from Blueberry or whatever other host that is going to participate. That's the one thing they do. The main thing, though, that makes it good is for new podcasts. So if you are just starting and you want to get your show on Apple, when this is implemented at Blueberry, you'll be able to hit a button to submit to Apple. That's it. It'll take forever, and you know, it's a lot more convenient. It's kind of a one click. But so far, Acast, Art19, Blueberry, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, Oh My, and RSS.com are going to support this. Now, this isn't going to be out until fall, but it's going to be pretty good, you know, especially with the new way they're doing it as far as updating episodes too. It's going to be a bit of a push if you're hosting with Blueberry or any of those other hosts. Apple will actually take the information directly from us when a new episode is published, so it should be in Apple fairly quickly, each episode. Now, I don't know how this is going to work in practice. It's not going to be, you know, until this fall, but it sounds like, you know, Apple's going to speed things up, you know, their way. Now, of course, all the other apps and directories and stuff can use a thing called Podping, which is done by the Podcasting 2.0 bunch over at podcastindex.org. And, you know, maybe someday Apple will do that as well. The one thing about it is your RSS feed is still going to be the master, and people will still be able to subscribe via the RSS in Apple. But this is just a kind of the fast lane in getting, you know, getting your episodes out. So that'll be fun. We were under NDA for a while. We've been talking with Apple, and they're actually sort of listening to us. So that was good. So we have I have a link to Apple's announcement, and I have a link to a Podcast Business Journal article, which they interviewed Todd. You know, Todd Cochran, my co-host. So in the Podcast Business Journal, he got interviewed and talking about what this means for podcasters. Very cool. I think Apple is listening to us indies and, you know, listening to the podcasting space, and they're looking to improve it. That's good. Now we'll see, you know, how smoothly the rollout goes and all that, but look for an announcement, you know, sometime this fall when that's going to be available. So, and we'll be working on it in the background for sure. And let's see, radio guys going to podcasting. You know, it's kind of a theme that's been going on lately. And I don't know if anybody's around Northeast Ohio. Jeff Kinsbach, he's a longtime rock and roll radio guy in that area around Cleveland. And he's retired in 2020, and he hit the road in an RV, and he's got a podcast called Rocking the RV Life. It's a pretty cool show, it sounds like. Him and his wife hit the road, and he talks about all kinds of things on it. So it's kind of a thing, but you can find that over on cleveland.com, which is, you know, the newspaper site there, but the podcast is also there. Pretty interesting that these radio guys, you know, don't really want to give it up. I don't blame them. You know, talking on the microphone can be kind of addicting at times. You know, that's why us podcasters do that, because, you know, we want to get our words out, and we want to just like the idea, you know. Some of us are gearheads, you know. We like to try out new microphones and all that stuff, and you know, it's all kinds. Plus, you can make some money too, I'm told. Anyway, Edison Research came out with a report that 13% of the industry ad revenue last year went to comedy podcasts, making it second only to news. But as far as downloads, the comedy is definitely the number one genre. As far as money, the news genre. So interesting that comedy is first. And they got the whole list here of 19 of them. Comedy's first, news second, society and culture. You know, I would consider a lot of indie podcasters that do that. You know, like that last one we were talking about, Rocking the RV Life. I'm sure that's a society and culture genre. True crime is four, sports is fifth, TV and film is sixth, number seven is business. I would have thought that would be higher because I deal with a lot of business podcasts in my job here. So interesting that it's only seventh. Arts is eighth, religion and spirituality is ninth, and yeah, I think that should be higher based on anecdotal evidence that I have here at Blueberry. Education is 10th. Health and fitness is 11th. History is 12. Science is 13. Music is 14. Leisure is 15. Technology is 16. Now, technology used to be first, you know, for the first 4, 5, 6 years of podcasting. Most of them were tech podcasts. Well, that's because you had to be a geek to do it. Now you don't. It's kind of nice. Fiction is 17. Kids and family, 18. And the last one, 19, is government. I don't know if that includes politics or not, but anyway, that was from Edison Research. Go check that out in the show notes at podcastinsider.com. How corporate takeovers are changing podcasting. This is an article over on theconversation.com, and he talks about you know, the big tech takeovers of certain podcast companies. You know, if you look at all the stuff that's happened, Amazon's picked up Wondery, Art19, and Smartless. I guess that's just one podcast. Interesting. And they paid $80 million for it. Wow. I should sell my podcast to them. Nah, I don't think that'll work. Anyway, Apple bought Scout FM. Pretty sure it was an app. Odyssey, which is XM Sirius, that company. Bought Cadence 13, Pineapple Street, Podcorn, which is an analytics and ad insertion company, and Wide Orbit Digital Streaming. And let's see, iHeart Media bought Stuff Media and Jelly. I don't know what Jelly is. But, you know, of course, then, you know, Spotify bought a couple of companies, you know, Anchor, and let's see, they got Megaphone, they got Gimlet Media. I don't know, I'm just doing this off the top of my head. But anyway, he goes in here talking about, well, you know, how this is sort of changing it. And, you know, he mentions that Facebook got out of it, couldn't figure out how to profit from it and all that. So it's in a very interesting article. So check that out. And last in the news, Brian Barletta, did I pronounce his name right? Anyway, Brian from Sounds Profitable is talking about Beyond Podcasting's Prefix Analytics. And you know, a little bit of history. PodTrack was, I think, the first one that did it, and Blueberry was the second. And we still have standalone analytics using a podcast prefix, or as we call it, a redirect URL. And what they're talking about is Chartable being bought out and PodSites being bought out. And they were two of the bigger third-party prefix analytics companies. Of course, we have it. So don't hesitate to switch if you're on one to the other, or one of the other ones that got bought up. But he's making the argument that we shouldn't really be using prefix analytics and should actually use server-side analytics. Well, Blueberry has both. If you host with us, you get server-side. If you don't host with us, want our stats, you get the redirect, and it works. So anyway, it's an interesting article. I don't know as I agree with it, but I don't have to. I think it's interesting. So that's that. On to the best practice. And it's got a simple one here. Be everywhere you can with your podcast. know, people ask me, well, which podcast apps and directories should I submit my show to? And I say, all of them. I mean, you know, unless you have something against one of them, like, you know, maybe Spotify, but in general, you should try to get your podcast anywhere that podcasts are consumed. I mean, you know, the old saying that, you know, I don't care how you listen as long as you do. It applies, you know. So, you know, try to get it everywhere. You know, now there are the big ones, of course, Apple. Google has the potential of being a big one. And, of course, Spotify is in there. They're not as big as they think they are, or the world thinks they are. And let's see. Oh, and the other one I always suggest people get into is Podcast Index. podcastindex.org, and if you have your show in there, it can be picked up by several other apps, just like Apple. You know, if you're in Apple, you know, you get picked up by other apps. A lot of apps use Apple's API, and a lot of apps are using Podcast Index. Some of them are using both. So be in that one, but, you know, be everywhere. You know, everywhere you can reasonably. You know, don't do backflips or change hosting providers or do anything crazy just to get on a particular platform. That's not going to go well. You know, the vast majority are the three that I mentioned at the beginning there. And the fourth one being, you know, Podcast Index. If you're in all those four, you're going to be in a lot of apps. You know, anything that comes from here on out is probably going to be a sub 0.25% of possible audience. So it's not bad to be there. I'm just saying that, don't do backflips to get on, say, Pandora, you know, just as an example. Pandora is, you know, pretty low usage. It's there and it's easy to get on it. So go ahead and do it. But if something comes up like that, you know, don't go crazy changing things up so you can be accepted on a particular platform, because platforms aren't what causes your show to be successful. That's how people find your show and listen to your show. But that's not going to be, you know, the be-all, end-all. Oh, if I just get on this little thing that nobody's ever heard of, I'll be happy. And, you know, maybe not. And, you know, take a look at your stats. If you go down to the bottom of our stats there, you can see what apps, you know, go to full list of apps, and you can see all the different apps and their percentages of downloads. And likely you're going to have two or three of them at the top, you know, web browsers. That's going to be probably a high one. And just having a website with a player on it gets that done. So, like I said, be everywhere you can, but like I said, don't go crazy trying to get on a small network or small app. And now for blueberry news. So we had a blog post, it's called When Outliers Come Together, and it's a review of the Outlier Podcast Festival that was, was it last week? I don't know, May 5th and 6th down in Austin. Todd was a keynote down there, and it just goes over, what happened down there and the key takeaways and all that. It's from Meryl Kimlow. She's one of our writers, and she does a lot of other things. She is a guest booker and co-host of the Campfire SHT show. I don't know what that means. But anyway, she wrote that article over on podcastinsider.com. And let's see, Todd and I will be in Orlando for PodFest Expo. That's the 26th through the 29th. Come see us at the booth. If you're going to be down there, and if you want to go, tickets are still available. It's at the Hilton there in Orlando. And I'll be speaking on a panel called Rebranding Your Podcast on May 27th at 10:45 a.m. And Todd is going to be doing a standalone 17 years of podcasting success and strategies to succeed today. And he'll be at 3:45 p.m. Also on May 27th. So if you're going to be there, come see us speak too. That'd be fun. And last but not least, the little thing I had in here about Todd and McKenzie, they're actually probably on airplanes right now. Well, I know McKenzie's not, because I think she's on a red eye tonight. But anyway, they're on their way back from Orlando, and Todd's got to turn around and go back on Wednesday. So, dang. I think that's the last of the big conferences for this spring anyway. So everything should return to normal. Next week, you guys are going to have McKenzie and somebody else. So that'll be fun. So here's Toby's pro tip.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman here. What seems like a lifetime ago, I taught on two different music degree courses. One was geared towards musicians who wanted to work freelance, and the other was called Creative Musicianship and focused on those who wanted to be more in the spotlight, songwriters and composers, etc. There were pros and cons to each course, but the issue with the creative musicians was they were mostly under 20 years old and didn't have enough range or experience. They thought of themselves as unique, but the truth is most of them sounded like second-hand imitations of others that had gone before them. But the ones who had found their voice, and what many considered to be a uniqueness, all had one thing in common. They listened to everything they could get their ears on. Even if they were committed to playing country music, they were also open to learning from baroque and heavy metal, seeing what they could learn from and elements they could use in their own music. Just like musicians as podcasters, we can only ever sound like ourselves. But I believe to create a truly outstanding podcast, it's important to spend time understanding this nascent medium. Great business podcasts that take from storytelling shows are always more immersive and more enjoyable to listen to. Podcasters focused on children might do well to listen to comedy podcasts to discover ways of making learning fun. It's like the old saying goes, you have two ears and one mouth for a reason. So today, I encourage you to create space in your life as a podcaster and give other podcasters a chance. And if you have any must-listen shows, I'd love to hear from you. If you're ready to broaden your range and create something truly remarkable, working with the pro team will get you there faster. If you think that could be for you, head over to blueberrypro.com.
And thanks, Toby. And yeah, I agree with that. You know, a lot of times podcasters get so zeroed in on their own show that they don't listen to see what's going on in the world around them. Yeah, you know, if you're a business podcaster, yeah, you want to listen to some of the other business podcasts, of course, but, you know, find a couple other genres that you might want to listen to that you might take some pointers from. That's a great tip of the week for sure. All right, question of the week. And we get this one a lot here at Blueberry here lately, so we're going to go ahead and answer it on the show here as well, or I'm going to. Who's we? The dog's in the room here with me. Anyway, but the question is, what's the difference between downloads and listens? And what that pertains to is we redesigned our stats system, you know, earlier this year. We talked all about it. And one of the things that changed was instead of downloads, we're showing you listens. And that confuses some people. But really, there's no difference. The reason it changed, is, you know, partially is because the IAB 2.1 standards for podcast analytics came out and they wanted to change the term to listens because that is kind of more accurate. And, you know, maybe it's obfuscating a little bit because in theory, someone could download it and never listen to it. But most of the time, they're subscribed or follow, you know, and that's the same thing as Apple changed subscribe to follow. Okay, so now everybody's saying follow instead of subscribe, but it means the same thing. But basically, you know, if you hit play on a player on a website, you know, a web player, one of you know, like maybe our Blueberry player, or, you know, and you listen on the computer, that's not a stream. Everybody calls it a stream, but really to the server, it's just a download. It's a progressive download, meaning you're listening while it's downloading, but it's a download just the same. But, you know, and as far as a listen, there are people that don't download and they do quote unquote stream, but they're doing a download while listening. And, you know, a lot of apps do that. I think Spotify does that. If you're on Pass Through with Blueberry, if someone hits play on Spotify, it's coming from Blueberry as a progressive download, as opposed to if you submitted to Spotify directly, that's a true stream. I know the difference is subtle. Suffice it to say, when you see the word listen, just think download. It's the same thing, really. And there was a thing called unique downloads, but with now with the IAB 2.1 standards or 2.0 standards even, back in the day, all the downloads you see in the total are unique because that's what the stats do. That's what the IAB standards do, is they make sure that a one is a one, not a two. You listen to half the show on your iPhone by, you know, not downloading it, but just hitting play. And then you come back 2 hours later and listen to the rest of it. We don't count that as two downloads. We count that as one listen. That is it for this week. Other than the closing stuff here, if you got a question you'd like me to answer or any of us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. Spelled the way we normally spell it without the E's because we couldn't afford them. You can send me audio, text, or video. And if you send me audio or video, I may use the audio from it on the show. Depends. So good place to plug your podcast too, by the way. Hint, hint. The best place for support with any Blueberry product services is our ticket system, especially this next couple of weeks. That's over at blueberry.com/support. And the reason next week is this week I'm out Thursday, Friday. Like I said, I'm pre-recording. Don't tell anybody. But I'm out Thursday and Friday at a conference. Actually, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I'm back Monday, Tuesday. And then I'm out again Wednesday through the following Monday for another conference. So that's going to take me out of the loop as far as doing a lot of support work. I have my laptop with me and I have my phone with me, whatever. And I may get some time to jump in there once in a while. But if you put in a ticket, then Sean and Mackenzie and Dave will get that ticket and can help you sooner than just sending me a direct email. And definitely don't do it on social. You know, if you have a specific question about something going on with your account, social's not the place to do it. Anyway, I get to get on my soapbox when nobody else is here. Anyway, and of course, I'm coming to you live to the hard drive from Mike Dell's World Studio here in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan, with all the leaves popping out on the trees. And of course, Lee over at Blueberry Pro Production, I believe, is editing today, and he makes us sound smarter, hopefully. And of course, you can fill out our listener survey. Let us know you a little bit at surveys.blueberry.com/podcastinsider. And you can schedule a one-on-one with Todd or me by emailing us, todd@blueberry.com or mike@blueberry.com, respectively. And if you would like some Blueberry swag, you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. We'll get some stickers, and you can send us a sticker if you have one. Or whatever, get a hold of Mackenzie and you can get a Blueberry care package. Our mailing address will be in the show notes, and that is for hosting customers only for all of that. Got to limit it somehow. And that'll do it. Jeez, I talked longer than I thought I would. I thought this would be a shorter show. It is a little bit shorter, but that's good. It only needed to be as long as it was. So everybody have a good week. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, and forward to Mackenzie and her special co-host next week. Catch me later.